This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon here on The Fan today. In fact, it's across all 5 of our stations here. We're approaching 100,000 meals donated. Last I checked, Brian Grealish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is going to be on with me in, what, about 10 minutes or so. So many ways that you can donate. You can text NEED to 50155. By phone, 412-663-5664, or online, 937thefan.com. So last year, the food bank distributed enough food for nearly 48 million meals. $1 provides enough food for up to 3 meals. Again, that's $1 equals 3 meals. So I know people will step up and step on board because we always do. Here in Pittsburgh, that's just how it goes. One person who donates this hour will receive a 4-pack of tickets to Lee Terbosik's new show In Plain Sight at Liberty Magic. Donation is $50, and that's the equivalent, of course, of 150 meals. It turns out Bob knows Lee, which surprises nobody because Bob knows everyone. Is that right, Limits? Of course he does.
He knows everybody, and it's maybe just because he's so well-connected, and the fact that he knows Lee, I think, is something else. Because Bob has that connection with him, you can have your own connection with him.
Yes. Yes, you can. We're waiting on Michael McHenry. Is that right?
Yes, he's about to join us on the video feed. He just told me he's about to hop on.
Beautiful.
Wonderful, man. But I like the point that you made about how Pittsburgh always steps up because, you know, Joe, like it always feels like to me that, you know, everybody says small world, everything. But it really does feel that way here. You know, it seems like so many people know so many people depending on, regardless of what region, North Hills, South Hills.
Right.
You're in the West, you're in the East. It really doesn't matter.
And you could even be in West Virginia, by the way, especially with Crowley's connections, right? This signal goes all the way to Morgantown.
You could be in Youngstown.
You could be in Youngstown.
And still hear us there. And
you could be in Erie.
The sense of community that you
Erie
get.
Oh, Erie is in Pennsylvania.
No, Erie is in Pennsylvania,
yeah,
sorry,
yes. I interrupted you.
But whenever I travel and go somewhere, one of my favorite things is when you're in the airport and you're wearing like Pittsburgh sports gear or just a Pittsburgh shirt. And regardless, whenever, somebody always comes up to me when I do that. It happened when I was in Miami for Penn State and people were saying, oh, what's your favorite part about Pittsburgh? Do you live there? Where are you from? When Pony and I went to the games in Cleveland, we met some people that live in Cleveland that formerly lived in Pleasant Hills. And it's just the kindness factor of people in this area. People do truly care and want to help each other and want to talk about the city because they love it here. And I think that's just what is so special about days like this.
And again, donate online at 937thefan.com through the Metropolitan Window Company, Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center. Text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. And this Power Hour is brought to you by Perry and Calder Law. All right, you let me know when we have Michael McHenry, my friend. And again, you know, one of the things I'm going to ask Michael is about Henry Davis, Andy Rodriguez. I wonder if Michael ever got forced to play first base or was asked to play first base, might be a better way to phrase that. Is Michael on the line here?
He's all ready to go.
This is incredulous.
Now you can see him.
Michael McHenry.
I have the light of... It looks like Jesus shining down upon me right now.
You're unbelievable. You do. You have the light of the world on top of you there. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good, man. And we're really glad you could join us here for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Michael, I know charity work is very close to your heart. And in this situation, there's a lot of people in need. A lot of people. 1 in 8 Southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children, and that's according to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And as I said, Michael, I know from your history that helping people is just something that you do. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're called to do it. I think God gives us a platform, and the more he gives, the more he expects. I think that's something to live by, and I really believe that what you guys are doing is great, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, and it's more than just, you know, food is the basic need here, but 23 after-school program sites served more than 1,000 kids last year through the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and it provided support to 161 partners that served more than 788,000 meals to children through their summer youth cafe. It's especially, you know, kids that... I think a lot of, for me, that especially just grabs me when I hear things like 1 in 6 kids are, you know, food insecure, Michael. It's sort of mind blowing that can happen in the world.
Yeah, it's incredibly sad, to be honest. I mean, you really just want to give any kid that you see, you know, an opportunity, especially a meal. I mean, I didn't know that, and I'm kind of put back by it, to be honest. But yeah, I think Pittsburgh's a special area. I think when it comes to loving their own and doing what they need to do to help others, it's a special place. It's one reason I fell in love with Pittsburgh. So once again, like, what you guys are doing is incredible. And one thing I'd love to talk about is the Future Bucks program that Johnny Leonard in youth baseball and softball with the Pirates is trying to start an initiative based around, you know, trying to give the best opportunity for the least amount of money to kids, because baseball has become the new golf. Mm. You know, it's so expensive and there's so many different things going on, and just to kind of give back to these kids, educate them in a different way. Pirates do a good job, but I think Johnny Leonard coming on board the last couple of years and then enhancing him has taken it to a whole nother level. I've been really involved with him this off season. And I'm really excited where that's going, but, you know, maybe we can add a meal or two in there because it is crazy to think kids don't have a meal. And my wife's dad, I'll never forget, told me, he said, you know what, never take any opportunity away from sitting down with someone and having a meal or buying someone that's in need a meal. Mm. And I've taken pride in that my entire life. I mean, some people, you know, pretend like they need something, they don't, you know, so the sitting down part made more sense when I was in San Francisco and a homeless man asked for money. And I said, hey, I'll take you going up here, get a bagel. You want one? He's like, no, I want a burger and fries down the road. Can I just get 20? Mm. And I was like, bro, I'm sorry. Like, I got to go right here. And ended up that $20 bill I had in my pocket ended up giving to somebody else with a meal. So I think it's really cool when you have a standard and you stick by it. And, you know, that was put on me when I was 18 years old, and I stick to it.
Well, people have the opportunity right now to do just that. Provide somebody a meal. $1 equals three meals. And again, you can text NEED to 50155. Visit our website at 937thefan.com. Or you can call 412-663-5664 as we head in on 100,000 meals provided. All right, Michael, a little pirate talk here. One guy I'm concerned about, honestly, is Henry Davis. He tears up AAA. I know when he goes back there, he's probably going to hit. I thought there was a decent chance he'd make the team. Where is he? Did you get to observe him, talk to him at spring training? What is the trajectory of his career right now?
If you think about Jekyll and Hyde, that's the difference between last year, this year. Of, I would say his personality, his belief in himself, you know, who he wants to be. I think he was really searching the last couple of years. I mean, you're 1-1 and you kind of put all that pressure on you. You do everything right to a certain extent in the minor leagues, and then you end up in right field as a catcher 1-1. I don't know many people on the planet other than Bryce Harper that personally and mentally can take that. And I think that was really hard on him. And I think he wanted to be great at it. He'd always been great, never failed really in his entire life. So he fails, he figures it out. And I think he's going to continue to do that. I think the one thing nobody talks about is he's had success when he plays every day. And last year when he first got to the big leagues, you can't find anybody that did what he did. You know, he was a right fielder the year prior to, and then was in the big leagues as a catcher for the first time to catch every day. He caught every day almost in spring training last year, and the dude had to be exhausted, you know, because, I mean, your legs are, you know, trying to get up underneath you. He's never hit like that in the big leagues. So it was just a completely different animal. So when they sent him down and he had success as a catcher, I think that proved the fact that, like, he can hit as a catcher. He got better as a catcher. I thought he did incredibly well when it comes to receiving. It got better each and every month in the minor leagues. He obviously has a really, really good arm. And what impressed me the most is his ability to adapt within the game. He understands the game well, and I think he's going to be a leader. So I don't know their plans for him. I do love the fact that they're going to play Indy at first. I wish they would do the same thing with Bart. All these guys can hit, get them as many at bats as possible, because bats are thin right now in that roster, in that lineup. And with Henry Davis, he's in AAA to get at bats, play every day, and if anything happens, to be ready. I mean, that's his job, and I think they've really proven that, saying Indy's going to play some first base, because you got to get these guys at bats.
I'll leave you with this, Michael. Paul Skeens makes the start on Thursday in the opener, and apparently has added two pitchers. What? Like, what's happening here? A cutter and a sinker ball. Are you expecting he could be? Is it a ridiculous question to say, is he going to be better this season?
Yeah. Yep. He's going to be better, and it's going to be scary. Yeah. I mean, he's playing Connect Four right now in the zone. So he has a elevated fastball that goes up and comes back this way with his natural run on his fastball. Now his splinker and sinker have kind of blended together towards the end of last year. So one sinks going in and down, and one goes below it. It's a little bit slower. Then obviously he has that changeup, but then you think about the cutter that he has that goes off the fastball, so it's going this way. Then you have the slider, yeah. You have the sweeper. It's a joke. I mean, it really is. This guy is next level good, and I don't say this lightly, and I've said some like crazy things about this guy probably even on here. Is, I mean, this guy's like one of one. There's nobody that's come to the league like him with his pedigree, with his understanding, with his adaptability, and his character and makeup. I will not put a limit on him. You know, people say, oh, everybody gets hurt. I will not say he's one of those guys. Everything's different about him, because you can just sit down and talk to him for 3 seconds and be like, there's no way this guy's 22. There's no way he has just 1 year in the big leagues. And then you look back and what he did just 2 years ago, he's in the national championship dominating. And then the next year, he's pretty much looks like a Cy Young candidate within a week of being in the minor leagues. And then almost is a Cy Young candidate after winning the rookie year. It's crazy how good this guy is.
Man, I can't wait to watch it. Michael.
Oh, me either.
Thank you for taking time out of your day here, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you, guys. And, hey, once again, really appreciate what you guys are doing. anytime I can get involved with stuff like this, I'm happy to, because the kids are what it's all about, and it's near and dear to my heart. So thank you so much.
Thank you, man. We'll talk soon. Michael McHenry, former Pirate catcher. That was great stuff. One person who donates this hour will receive a 4-pack of tickets to Lee Terbosik's new show, In Plain Sight, at Liberty Magic. The donation there is $50, which is the equivalent of 150 meals. And here, from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and he'll be joining us every hour, as he does every year, with a tote board update, is Brian Grealish. Hello, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great right now. How are you doing? How are we doing here?
We are rolling right along. We've got that, and I'm still on a heater from Robert Morris's little run that they made recently.
Me too. But
tremendous story there, and we're on a run of our own right now here this morning with Feed the Need. We are at now 134,694 meals.
Beautiful. So the next goal is 150.
Let's get there.
We're going to take it in increments of 50,000. Are you a Robert Morris guy?
In January, quick story, I reached out to their AD, Chris King, and I've known him for a while as well as Coach Toole. And I said, Chris, I said, I want to take my son to a game. So he got me some courtside seats, and my six-year-old son was hooked.
Yeah.
And we went to another three or four games during the season. We went to the Horizon quarterfinal game. And I said to my son, I said, if they win and they play in Cleveland, we're going. Sure enough, they win, get the 15 seed, go to Cleveland. And we were up there on Friday. It was
nice,
a tremendous, tremendous experience.
Wow. We, myself and Austin Bechtold here, the man known as City Limits, we went to the game at Robert Morris, the Horizon League playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great atmosphere that night.
4,300 fans or however many, and it was loud.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It's just, I really hope that team can stick together.
Yeah, man, these days it's tough. Kevin Colbert in the front row of that game. Did you see him there?
I believe I did.
Yeah.
I believe I did.
He's a very passionate observer.
A lot of familiar
observer.
Faces that were in that front row.
Yeah, man, a lot of people. Well, Brian, all right, 134,694 meals. 150 is in our sights. Who knows where we can get by 2 o'clock? Do you have a number in mind, or are we just playing it one game at a time here?
Let's shoot for 250 by 2 o'clock.
Limits. This is partially up to you.
Let's make it happen.
250, Brian. Thank you. We'll
thank
talk
you.
In about an hour.
See you
sounds
then.
Great to me. That's Brian Grealish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Grealish. Why am I calling you Grealish? Hold on. Come back here, Brian. I'm going to blame Limits for that, if you don't mind.
That's completely okay. You can.
No.
I'll take responsibility.
I'm not going to blame him.
Were you thinking of Tom Grealish?
Who is Tom Grealish? I don't know. Who's Tom Grealish? Is he an actor or local guy? Who is
He's
that?
He's local. I believe he used to be associated with the Penguins. I could be wrong.
Ah, I do remember him from when I covered the Penguins. Well, my apologies, Brian.
Hey, if I'm in his company... No apologies needed.
I'll get it right the next hour. I also want to partially blame that on Ron Cook, even though he left a year ago, if that's possible. Do you remember Ron?
I do remember Ron.
Very fondly, I would imagine. We all do. I may see him this weekend.
I've seen the posts on social of him enjoying his time after work down in Florida now. So,
is he ever? I've never seen a man whose, what's the word, countenance change more in less amount of time. He went from a highly depressed and angry man to a happy, constantly happy, smiling man. It's unbelievable. I think all he does is walk, read, and drink beer in Florida.
Are you into wrestling?
No, but we talked to a wrestling guy yesterday. Why?
Well, I'm just saying what you described as Ron, the reverse for your listeners who are WWE fans. John Cena just went from the smiling, happy person to the miserable, nasty heel himself. So he and Ron just... switched places, but I will let you know that I heard you may have Coach Bird on here shortly.
Yes, sir.
And I've known Coach for a while, and he too is a wrestling fan, so you can ask him who his favorite wrestler is.
All right. Limits, are you into wrestling?
Not entirely, no.
We might have to bring Donnie Football down here for the lingo. Thank you, Brian.
Thank
and
you.
My apologies there. Okay, Limits, our next goal is 150. Then we go to 250 by the end of the show before Malzie walks in here. Is that possible?
I think it is 100% possible, knowing the community that we have out there is very, very doable.
Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday. at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on The Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up next, Bill Hillgrove. How about that? We'll talk a little pit with Bill. And also, as with all our guests today, we know that helping others near and dear to Bill's heart. Bill Hillgrove next on Pomp and Joe. And in the meantime, ways to donate as we head toward 150,000 meals donated for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. And again, $1 equals three meals. You can text NEED to 50155, visit 937thefan.com, or call 412-663-5664.